you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Who's wearing underwear right now?
Isn't the question usually who's not wearing underwear?
Nope, who's wearing underwear right now? Bethany's not wearing underwear.
Who else is not wearing underwear?
I'm not wearing underwear.
What the hell's wrong? Oh, you guys have skirts on.
It happened so yesterday that I was getting dressed and my underwear is on the other side of the apartment and I had my tights in my hand and I went, okay.
Yep, you have a long apartment. A decision's being made.
And I just put my tights on with no underwear and it was the best decision I've ever made in my life.
It's wonderful. I'm right there with you, Kathleen. I don't have a washing machine anymore.
You don't?
No.
Is that the hardest part of changing apartments?
Terrible. I was so spoiled in my previous apartment. I had a teeny tiny little European style washer dryer in the apartment, which in New York City is
it's the gold best.
Yeah. And I don't have it anymore. And so I have to have my laundry washed and folded, which is the most expensive thing in the world. And so underwear is a premium.
Yes.
And I'm wearing tights today. So guess what? Something had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are certain items I can't not wear underwear with. Like my jeans are very specific fits.
Yeah.
And that's happening. We have a friend who doesn't wear underwear with jeans.
Oh, but you wear underwear with jeans.
Not optional.
Okay. Yeah, it's like wearing burlap otherwise.
Yeah.
Even yoga leggings, but like skirts or dresses, things with some air.
It's optional.
It's kind of breezy.
You know, Bethany, I don't have a washing machine either, but you're single, and I think there's something very romantic about going to do your laundry and then maybe meeting a cute guy.
The thing is, I don't have time to go and do my laundry. Yeah. Like, I would go to the laundromat and sit and, like, wear a bandana around my hair, which is in a messy bun, you know, and be like, oh, I'm just going to sit on the washing machine and read a magazine while I'm with, you know, like you do.
Or like Ross and Rachel when everything came out pink, but they fell in love.
Yeah, they
now
did the
everything
dance.
Everything matches. What a great idea.
the laundry's not done. But I just don't have the time to do it, so I have to send it out, which just feels like the bougiest thing I've ever done. But it's just, I don't have time.
It's cost versus value for you at that point. The value is way too high. I am convinced, though, that romantic laundry machine scenes is one of the biggest lies sold to us in movies because I don't have a laundry machine either, and I've never seen someone I want to pursue. It's like, it's usually someone who brings their four kids, and the kids are always horribly behaved.
Yep.
So they run around screaming.
Yep.
And
no
like,
one's
they'll
happy.
Just open. I'm like, sweetie, I'm using that machine. We don't just open using machines. We're going to learn something today.
Yeah.
I once got so desperate, I tossed all my laundry in the bathtub, put in some soap, and then stomped on it like I was making wine.
Did that last week.
Yeah.
By the way, this is an Acquired Taste podcast.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Yeah, if you haven't figured that out yet.
I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen.
Good day.
That's Sam. please continue.
Yes. I shower with my yoga clothes.
Yeah. Smart.
First.
Oh, and then you wash them when they're on your body?
Yeah. And I want to say it's because it's a sanitary thing. No, that it's just dank. Like, I have to swash it once on me because then I feel like it's doubly less likely to smell bad.
Yeah.
My sister, I choose different phrasing on that. It's too late.
My sister told me to buy Dreft, which is like the baby laundry detergent, because it makes hand washing easier and it's better. It rinses out more quickly than like whatever other laundry detergent.
Oh.
So I bought it and I do my laundry in my bathtub for things that are delicate because I don't want to send that stuff out. Or like underwear, I can sloosh it around and
anything
hang
I can
it
sloosh.
Yeah.
Apartment living.
Oh gosh. It's just, we are blessed to live here. There are just some sacrifices that we make. So if you are listening to this and you have a washer dryer in your home, you stop the podcast, you walk over to your washer dryer right now and you put your arms around it and you bless it and say, thank you.
I appreciate you.
We don't have clean clothes, but we have 24-hour bodegas for Gatorade and Doritos.
And then, you know what's funny though? I always think, oh, if I live so close to blank, it would be awesome. Whom am I kidding? I took a week and a half to go write a letter and slide it under my downstairs neighbor's door.
Yeah.
I won't leave the threshold.
Nope.
It's a cute idea in my head, but I'm still going to ask to food service delivery the Gatorade because that's my cost versus value. I'll pay the extra $2 for the $2 bet brush.
Can we do a cyst check-in?
Yes. Yeah. So last episode, you told us about this new friend you have living on your breastbone.
And you've been teasing us because you've only been wearing high collar stuff, so we can't see it.
Can't see it.
It's not fair.
So I have a cyst like where if your nipples were your eyes, my cyst is where your third eye would be. Mm. You know, like, so.
You know how
does
they
that make
say
sense?
The nipples are the eye of the torso?
Yeah, yeah.
The middle sister. The
You're
middle
a cyclops.
So I went to my dermatologist, Dr. Kill, yesterday. She's amazing. Shout out. And she was like, oh, yeah. She's very, like, very matter of fact.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, that's probably a cyst. I'm like, so there's no teeth in it or anything? It's not like a twin? And she's like, no, not at all. Like, she doesn't think I'm funny. And which is why I love her, because I'm not funny. I'm just obnoxious. And so she, I took video, and I guess it's just really disappointing because, like, nothing really came out.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was way too big for nothing to really come out.
No, nothing really came out. Like, a little bit of blood.
I was expecting this to be, like, Dr. Pimple Popper status.
No.
Like, something.
Really nothing.
Yeah, just a little bit there.
Yeah. It hurts today.
Okay. I think you'd have to let it ferment for a couple of years to get that Sandra Lee Dr. Pimple Popper stuff out.
I think so. So so it hurts. I do have a giant red mark. It's starting to fill again, which means I get to go visit her again, probably.
What's she going to do? Keep doing that until it doesn't come up anymore? Like,
yeah,
that's the algorithm?
Well, the goal is to... she didn't want to leave a scar, and so she wanted to try and just... like, work everything out, but she may need to cut. I'm so sorry if this squeezes you out. She may need to, like, cut
no,
stuff.
No, listen, I am not convinced that it's not a twin, so I suggest putting, like, maybe a vintage Vogue in front of it, like, a tiny one, and see if it, like, climbs out of there on its own.
You know, you know somebody is a really good friend when you have a cyst or a giant pimple, and they're like, oh, cool, let me see it.
Yeah. I had people touching it yesterday. Like, Jake touched it. You guys touched it. Yuritza touched it. I'm like, come touch.
I think
touch
it's amazing.
It's
kind of like you're pregnant. Like, people are just it like, oh.
So now it's got, like, a giant bandage on it.
Oh, yeah.
That would drive me crazy.
So it's all high Victorian collars from now on, which is kind of my dream.
Which is just like 90% of your wardrobe.
I know. I'm really so, excited.
Aside from Bethany's disappointing cyst, wah, wah. How's everyone's year been going?
Great.
We're 2 weeks in.
We are.
Sort of.
I threw my back out.
Oh, how'd you do that? Lotus pose?
I love this story.
A lot of sex.
Okay. So, I would have preferred that. No, that's the lie. I like my story. It's fun to tell. So, I was upstairs in my room, had just woken up. So, you're like slow and doing your thing. And then I hear crash and shatter. And my mom goes, help. So, like, I walk out the hallway, and my dog is in my sister's room, which is further away from the stairs. He also heard the crash, and he's this smart son of a bee where we look at each other, and mom goes, I dropped the salad bowl, and there's salad and glass all over the floor. And Oliver and I look at each other, and we have that moment like, who's getting there first? And I start running, which is dumb because you will never outrun a dog. So he passes me on the stairs, and my mom hears his collar and his feet going. So she's like, no! Stop, Ollie! Don't let him come here! Because he'll just see food, and he'll go to try and eat it. And he'll
glass.
Step on it, and a whole big mess. So then I'm not worried about the glass. I'm just going for my dog, and I'm yelling, Ollie, sit! Like, he's not listening to me. So I throw my body at him, and I scoop him up with one, my left arm, I grab him, and then I use my right arm, because I couldn't, it was one of those dives where you had to pick a side of your body, where I just grabbed his tail, like it was some kind of, like, carjack thing. So I grab his body and his tail, and I throw him into the nearest door, and I shut it. So now Ollie's out of the way. Nothing hurts yet. And then mom goes, I have glass in my hand! So I go over to her, who's in the sink, to try and take it out, like, with her, and she yells in the most Michelle way ever, no! Go to the salad! The dressing's seeping into the carpet! Okay, so then I'm cleaning, but she dropped it on stairs, so then I'm bent over for, like, 15 minutes, and she's just sitting there, like, once she knows I'm taking care of the salad.
Yeah.
She's just so calm to sit with her hand in a tub of water with glass in it.
Wait, like, the best thing is that you threw your body every which way, but you threw your back out by just bending over for like 30 minutes.
So the thing is, I don't know where it happened because my heart's pounding the whole time. Because I'm like, Ollie, glass, it's in mom's hands.
Yeah.
So I do that, and then I do the take the tweezers, and she didn't have anything like huge. Like, we weren't getting stitches. It was just she must have put her hand down after she dropped it.
Yeah.
And then she had a bunch of little pieces in her hand. And then we took the glass out of mom's hands and everything was fine. And it was that first exhale when you have that like, yep. Yeah. Oof, that was rough. I was like, ow.
Yeah.
So I think it was from Ollie. And then I didn't do it a favor by hunching over. I also have two herniated discs, which I've had since high school, which is why I started yoga in the first place. And I had not been doing yoga for about 3 weeks before the glass bowl salad dog incident.
Oh, wow. That's a long time for you.
Because I started liking rock climbing. And you know me, I'm like a goldfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just caught my attention. So anyway, moral of the story is carpet is more important than bleeding hands.
Than life and dog.
Train your dog better than we did. And don't neglect your taking care of your body because your body will neglect you.
I do like thinking about this whole situation from the dog's perspective. In that the dog, Ollie, hears a crash. Food. I'm in another room. Like, it all happened so fast.
I grabbed him. He goes, why you betray me?
All of a sudden,
he's just like
in another room.
There's this podcast on NPR. It's for kids. And I kind of want to listen to it because it's from the perspective of animals.
Yeah.
And it's called This Podcast Has Fleas. Oh. And it's about animals that have a podcast.
I think it's so brilliant.
And that's
they,
cute.
They do this thing like live from the litter box. So I'm kind of picturing Ollie, your dog, like giving this whole segment on his podcast about the salad incident.
I have to start listening to see if he has his own episode.
Right.
Probably.
You'll never guess what my human did.
Dude, speaking of pets, I have to give a shout out to everybody who sent hashtag thoughts and prayers to Loki.
What happened?
How is he?
He's good. He makes this noise when he goes into his happy trance. Like if I'm petting him and he just goes into a trance.
What's the noise?
He goes, as he breathes in, and then when he breathes out, he goes,
Oh, God.
So
it's adorable.
Like, that's how I know he's happy. But he started doing it Saturday night just when he was like lying on the floor.
Oh.
So I'm like, Persian cat, flat face Persian cat, respiratory problems. Okay. So I brought him into the vet on Sunday morning and he had a fever.
Like
a fever that worried the vet. And so the vet gave him some antibiotics and Loki was a champ about it. But I could definitely tell he was not feeling great.
Yeah.
And so I posted a picture on I think it was Minerva Purr Instagram. And it was just Loki lying on my chest with his paws around my neck and his head under my chin. And that's all he wanted to do that day because he did not feel good. So many people sent like thoughts and everything. And he's great now, knock on wood. Like he's running around. He's like a champ.
Oh.
But apparently cat colds can last a month.
What?
Really? And it's like it can take a week for the fever to break.
So baby.
Yeah, so thank you everybody for thinking of him. He's doing great. And Minerva
thoughts and prayers.
Minerva saw me wearing tights this morning and decided this is the morning I'm going to climb her like a tree. So also shout out to my cat for not breaking my tights.
Oh. Your cat and her climbing. Like, well, I didn't even put my bag down last time I visited, and she was all up in my thigh.
Oh, she climbed my trainer up to his waist. And he this was the first time he came over. He didn't know I had cats, and then all of a sudden one was on him. So I bought them the most insane cat tree, and it's coming in the mail. It looks like Fern Gully, because my goal is to get them off of me and onto something else.
I just think you're going to teach them stronger skills. I don't think it's going to be like, well, now we'll only climb the tree.
Yeah.
We tied our tree to our bed.
Smart.
So now when we're sleeping, the cat just gets on the top level and peers over
us.
like our watcher.
She's like Krampus now.
I'm going to pounce.
Eerie cat Christmas elf.
Krampus.
What's the smartest thing your pets have ever done? Any pet.
Oh, wow.
When I was probably about 10, my brother opened the window and we had two cats. And one cat's name was Daisy, and she was definitely the smarter of the two. The other cat was a dope. And my brother opened up the screen by accident when he was opening up the window and then shut it, and she was on the roof, and she stayed there all night and didn't fall off the roof.
Whoa.
And this was a big house. Oh, this is a tall house.
Kitty.
And just hung out on the roof for a whole night.
I bet she was so psyched.
So cold. It was definitely winter. And when my father woke up in the morning, he turned on the hallway light, and then on the other side of the glass was just a cat looking at him.
Hey, don't mean to inconvenience you. Let me in.
I've told this story before, but it's worth telling again.
Yeah.
My lovely cat, Oliver. Shout out, buddy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. He was sitting on the counter where he should not have been, and I was sitting in the living room. And I look over, and I see him sitting on the counter, and he looks at me. And I'm like, you're not supposed to be up there. And he just looks at me. And then there was, I don't even remember. Gosh, I wish I could remember what it was. But it was just something on the counter. And he looks at me and he puts his paw next to it. Like he's about to knock it off. And I'm like, buddy.
Yep.
And he sort of like tap taps it. I'm like, buddy. And he tap taps it closer to the edge. And I said, Oliver, don't you dare. Tap, 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 tap. Close to the edge. Oliver. And then he looks me dead in the eye and he goes, swat, and knocks it off the counter. And we fought. We were fighting that day.
See, I feel like they have a conversation with you. Like, to them, it's a full two-way conversation.
Oh, yeah.
To cats. They speak to you with their eyes and their movements. Dogs just go into panic body mode. They just want to use their body for something. Like, my first puppy, Teddy, he wasn't allowed to get my little sister's stuffed animals. I catch him in the middle of the act, and I'm, like, leaning in. He doesn't know I'm there yet. And as soon as he puts his teeth on one, I go, hey! And he turns around and he sees me and he panics, so he just immediately rolls over. You like when I do this, right? Everything's fine. I won't do anything.
I'm sorry.
Give me a treat.
I'm sorry.
That's dog.
I'm sorry.
It's so cute, though.
You know, in the beginning of a year, sometimes people say this thing to themselves, this is the year I'm going to get a pet.
Yeah.
If you've been thinking about it and mulling it over, and you have a home that is safe for an animal.
And a schedule that's good for an animal.
Yeah, and a schedule that's good for an animal. By all means, do it.
Yeah, they're the best.
It is such a stress reliever to have an animal at home. If you live alone or if you live with a roommate and your roommates are cool with it,
yeah,
it can change your life.
Yep. I highly suggest fostering, too, because sometimes that helps people knowing, I think I want this and I'd love to do this and I just love animals. I just don't have the full time. Do it, foster, because it's not, you know, a full-time commitment. And then that's how our radio sister Carla Marie ended up getting her cats, because she decided, I'm in love. Yeah. I need these guys. So if you're in a place, because before that, she wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I went back and forth. Oh, it's a lot of money. There's, you know, food and vet. It was the best decision I ever made.
They're pretty
Congratulations.
Great.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Guys, should we go around the room? What did we learn this week?
Yes.
Y'all, so let's go first.
Sam, I see you have a thing.
I have a thing.
Tell us about your thing.
Tis in my hand. So the overall point of this is don't try and prove your point so much that you lose what is important and notable about the other side. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning this because I'm going to therapy with my mom. So it's important to not only express, you know, when she does something quote unquote wrong, but I also give kudos to where I know she tried and what you did right, you know, about the situation. It's not an all or nothing thing. And then Oprah gave a fantastic version of this during her Golden Globes Awards speech.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read, Tank Sinatra posted this, who is my new buddy and I love him.
Oh, that's a great Instagram account.
It really is. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious and also just a good dude, which is probably the best combination in history. But he posted Oprah's quote, when that new day finally dawns, it will be because a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say me too again. Mm-hmm. It's basically just giving kudos to the guys. And unfortunately, men in general, I know, have been having a hard time at it. The good ones, too. The mm-hmm. very good ones. So I think it was amazing that Oprah gave a shout out to the guys who are working as hard as the women, because even though they're not the general target, they're still part of the team. So I really like how she did that. And I think it was awesome that Tank posted that.
Fabulous.
Thank you all. What did you guys learn this week?
Fabulous.
I'm going to let Bethany go because I remembered right before I walked in here. And now I can't. Crap.
I learned this week that you need to pay attention to the little things that you're doing right, even if you're not like nailing the overall goal. Like mm-hmm. my goal is to train more for aerial gymnastics because turns out that when you have abdominal surgery, like getting your appendix removed from your body, even though it was 2 years ago, my stomach muscles, I haven't been training them. And so I could not do it the way that I thought I could be able to do it. So I have to train before I can go to class again. And I didn't want to go to the gym yesterday. I wasn't feeling it. I knew I wasn't going to get a good workout, but I still like worked on my upper body strength. I used like my pull-up bar in my bedroom, and I did my like core exercises at least. So even if I didn't go to the gym and run, I still did a little bit of it, and a little bit is better than nothing. And so absolutely. I had to like, instead of calling myself a total failure, I'm working really hard. I'm being like, no, but you still succeeded in this little way, and a tiny step forward is better than standing in place.
You're yes. going to get stronger so much faster than you think you can.
I hope so.
It's you're really good. You're going to be like, in a week, you're going to be like, damn. Like, I could do push-ups this today that I couldn't do last week.
Yeah, I hope so. It was a big ego boot or big ego shock to like not be able to climb again and not be able to invert or anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, all that work, but it's okay. It'll
yes,
get there.
It will. Yeah. Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Cheers, man.
Kathleen, what'd you learn this week?
This week is about forgiveness. I have a really tight core group of girlfriends that I love, and we text each other every day, and we hang out all the time. And a few years ago, one of those girls kind of went astray, and we were kind of mad, and we hung out without her because she was like hanging out with new friends and she wasn't calling us back or texting us back. Guys, this year for me is about forgiveness and letting things go, because she's back and she knows that she went astray. And it's kind of like, what's it when you're Amish and then you take like that
Room Springer.
Yeah, it's like
Room Springer.
Yeah. It's like they get a year off from being Amish before they decide if they want to go back to the community.
I didn't know about that.
Broomspringer.
It is so much easier to just forgive and love than it is to hold hate in your heart.
Hell yeah.
And I really think that my girls and I are stronger than ever because one of us went on Broomspringer.
Good. I love that. And she decided she loved you guys even more than before.
Yeah, and we've been through a lot, and I love them so much. So if you have a friend who maybe did something sort of to you or crappy, forgive them.
Yeah, unless it was like, you know, have sex with your dad.
Or they killed your something
but if they
or other.
You're anything.
It's okay.
Let them back into your heart. Maybe 2018 is the year of forgiveness.
Yes.
I love that.
Right.
Yes.
Love that. Thank you.
This has been a blasty. It's another 5 a.m. recording, which is why our voices keep cracking, because this is the first time we are all using our big words.
And thank you both, ladies, because I am the reason that we're recording this morning. Thank you for being so gentle with me yesterday.
We used the baby wash on you.
Back to the detergent.
You used Draft.
Thank
you.
Full circle.
Rinsed out faster.
Yeah. We love you guys very much. If you want, please follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
Or on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Or on Facebook and other stuff. Just look for Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yeah, and we still have, pay attention. Things are coming up. Things are happening. And when we can give you more details about that, we will give you more details. But right now, you just need to know that things are happening and pay attention.
Yes. Oh, and also go to labeledseries.com to watch my web series. All 6 episodes and a blooper reel are out. So we would love that.
Does it feature the cyst?
No cyst.
You
no
should.
Cyst was featured in this blooper reel.
Well, let's just say it might be, so people should go find
okay.
out.
That right. cyst is definitely a character actor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Cheers to 2018.